News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now to the unrest in Belfast following the arrest and charge of a man charged with attempted murder following an incident earlier in the week. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Gregory Campbell, MP and DUP spokesperson on international development. But before that, Matt Carthy is with us. He's Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration. And to the last part of your job title there, Matt, what does this say and what impact do you think it will have in respect of the porosity of the Northern Ireland border?
Well, in the first instance, I just want to say that the scenes that we have seen, in particularly in Belfast, have been unacceptable. I can only imagine the fear that many people who have made Ireland their home are currently living in. And I welcome the widespread condemnation and hope that the situation will be calmed even further over the next number of hours. The attack that preceded it in Belfast, was in North Belfast, was also completely unacceptable and did raise huge widespread anger and revulsion and concern. And I'm conscious that we have a victim and an ongoing court case in that matter. What we now know in terms of the discussions in respect of, you know, managing migration both north and south, is that it can only be done on a collaborative basis. One of the key problems we have in terms of managing migration in this country is the fact that we have a border. The reason the border is open is for practical as much as any other reason. There are over 300 cross-border crossings. We know that even at the height of the conflict, when the British authorities sought to seal the border in many respects, that they were unable to do so. And we know that the most logical way of managing migration is to do it at the ports and airports across.
Well, sorry to cut across you, Matt, but of course the big difference there is that when the British were trying to seal a border, it was on small rural roads with people with an awful lot of local knowledge. There's a big difference between that and migrants who are predominantly going to be travelling on a bus up the M1.
And there are checkpoints and other areas. The difficulty is that we don't have a bilateral arrangement between Ireland and Britain that is actually operational in any real sense. The problem for that is twofold. From an Irish point of view, the Irish government has been concentrating virtually all of its efforts into operationalising the EU Migration and Asylum Pact, passing the International Protection Bill, which underpins that. And of course, none of either of those takes any consideration at all into account the fact that we're a divided country and that we share a common travel area with our nearest neighbours. And that was one of the major criticisms that Sinn Féin had of the entire approach of the Irish government. We also, if we're to believe our own minister, have a situation where he and his officials have been attempting to engage with the British government in order to ensure that there is a bilateral returns policy and agreement in place. From reading the responses that I have received to the multiple questions that I have been putting forward, it has been the British government who haven't been forthcoming. And of course, we have the added complication in that we have an Irish government who has been focused in one direction. We have a British government that has been, you know, failing to proactively deal with this issue. And then we have a Northern executive that has no powers whatsoever when it comes to issues of migration, which adds a further complication to the situation.
Matt, thank you for your time this morning. Matt Carthy, TD, spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration, and chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Gregory Campbell, MP, is with us. He's Westminster spokesperson for the DUP on international development. Gregory, before we pick up on some of the issues that Matt Carthy has raised there, can I just get your reaction to reports of 27 people being made homeless because, as it is being described in some reports, people went door to door to target foreign nationals?
Yes, it's totally deplorable, and I think we have to hope and work towards whatever happened last night, which thankfully was less bad than the night before, that we have to try and work towards a situation where tonight there's none, and going forward there aren't any either. Because, you know, if the people engaged in this think about it, some of the problems that they and myself and my colleagues and others have been complaining about is, for example, sufficient money to provide social housing for the community in Northern Ireland. And do they think that by making other people homeless, where homes somewhere will have to be found for them, that is going to help matters? Of course it's not going to help matters, setting aside the trauma and the fear and horror that they have to go through whenever they are put out of their homes. So we have to look at this. We've got to try and get the position under control, and I think the police are doing a reasonably good job. And if we can try and see that finished both today and tomorrow and over the weekend, we can then address the fundamental problem, which is the virtually uncontrolled immigration, where we have an increasing population in the UK, and we don't have the services to provide for them. For example, yesterday...
But can I ask on that, Gregor, if you wouldn't mind, just because Matt Carty obviously made a number of points in respect of that, and the core thrust of his argument was that there needs to be bilateral work done between the two governments, and the one thing that must be avoided is a hardening of the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yes, I've always pointed this out whenever, you know, going back years following Brexit, I always pointed out that there were people who talked about a hardening of the border, but there were people who used it as a scare tactic to try and put fear in the minds of people that it was going to come about. And I and colleagues said, look, this is an utter nonsense. There isn't going to be a hardening of the border because there can't be. If you have 300 crossing points in a land border, how on earth do you put in place installations or structures to control that? You couldn't do it. And no one hopefully is suggesting that that's the case. But here's the issue that we have to deal with. In the past 20 years in the UK, the population has increased from 60 million to 70 million. And in those 20 years, we haven't really seen a growth in the wider economy. So we have 10 million more people to cater for and look after for and provide a health service for, to try and get houses for, to try and repair and build roads for. We have to do that for 10 million more people than we had 20 years ago. So we have to get the economy growing. We have to control immigration so that people can't come in. The person that's in court at the moment arrived in Dublin and came to Northern Ireland. It would appear totally unrestricted.
But sorry, where are you laying the blame for that, Gregory? Is that with the Dublin government or with the Belfast or UK government?
It's with both London and Dublin governments, because yes, I agree that there should be closer cooperation to ensure that, and I obviously know there's a different regime because the Republic is part of the EU, but there has to be a better way of analysing people who come from the Middle East and North African countries. For example, if people are leaving there, and I fully understand and completely empathise with why they are leaving, for example, Sudan and other countries, but if they're coming through a whole litany of safe countries, why are they coming to the UK? And you know, President Macron told our Prime Minister why he thought that was, and he said, because you're a soft touch. Now, that has to end. We've got to try and ensure that if people are fleeing countries, they go to the nearest safe country rather than travelling hundreds of miles.
You don't think that the United Kingdom has a responsibility to provide asylum to those who genuinely need it?
No, I don't, unless there is absolutely nowhere else for them to go, because we have 10 million more people than we had 20 years ago.
You don't feel that is the joint responsibility of a European community, whatever about a European Union, a European community, that if there is a devastation in countries where people genuinely need asylum, the UK has no role in that?
Well, I don't say they have no role, but I say this, that those who want to have effectively an open mat treatment to people fleeing persecution have to answer this question. How many people do they think this country can have? Is it 70 million, 80 million or 100 million? That's the point. If we're going to have an increasing population and we cannot cater for them, we have to say either we grow the economy to allow for that to happen and to ensure that we can adequately provide for them, or we restrict the number of people coming into the country in the first place and try and grow the economy so that we can allow a greater population in the future. But there has to be some greater control than there is at the moment, because there is very little.
Gregory Campbell, thank you very much. That is Gregory Campbell, MP, spokesperson on international development for the DUP.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.